This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Video games are bigger than movies and music combined. What can the games and the vast industry that surrounds them tell us about economics, business, money, careers, equity? We have a project underway at Marketplace called Skin in the Game, here online and streamable video, a full immersion virtual adventure meeting people working to crack into the industry itself. Today, what if the energy of the streets, deemed illegal, became a sport? The rear ends of cars drift with the front tires locked hard right or left. You can almost smell the rubber burning as the crowd cheers and dances. It's a video game that draws from what's called sideshow culture, drivers showing off moves, a tradition with roots in Oakland, California.
What if sideshows were not demonized?
Trevor Cardoza was part of a student team that created a video game drawing from these sideshows. As part of Gameheads, a mentoring program in Oakland that teaches game development to high school kids and young adults. They call their game High Sidin', but in this virtual version, the cars doing donuts are not drifting in crosswalks designed for pedestrians. The game action plays out in a ring with barriers to keep the virtual crowd safe. In real life, these daredevil displays have killed people, and politicians have tried to crack down. The student game developers wondered what it might be like if these car stunts were safer and formalized into a sport.
But if they were not shown in such a bad light, they were originally meant to be car shows, essentially, and just hyphy movements. But now it seems like it's a response to gentrification and the change of culture. I'm from the Bay where we hyphy
and go duck from the soil with him rapping. You heard the other word there, hyphy, H-Y-P-H-Y. It's a word out of Oakland meaning energetic, hyped up, hyphy. It's a music style and a dance style. So the game head students came up with the car game and a separate dance game.
I worked on interpreting the mechanics behind the things that they were creating and trying to find ways that their passion for a culture can be communicated visually.
Anaya Crouch worked on the High Sidin' project. Crouch is from Southern California and didn't grow up in contact with sideshow cars or hyphy dances, so she did her field work.
Doing research and then kind of like picking apart things and kind of putting things back together in a way that is more genuine to their experience.
There's a creative tension here, thinking about what the rules of these activities would be if it became a formal sport that offered prizes and attracted sponsors, but
we didn't want to put weird generalizations and weird, like, strict rules on it because, in the sense, sideshows are meant to be freestyle. That's the whole point of hyphy movement.
Editions of High Sidin' and High Sidin' Hyphy Edition are available for PCs, and the dance one is available on mobile. Tech giant Google heard about these games and granted the developers $65,000 to be shared with this group and students who did another title called Camino that explored the Cuban slave trade. The founder of Gameheads, Damon Packwood, was blown away by how the students used a lot of that money.
So what they did is they went out into the Black community and found talent. They found sound designers. They found people that could do music. They found videographers. And so they were actually investing money back into the Black community. I was amazed when I saw it. I didn't tell them to do this.
Trevor went on from Gameheads, graduated from college, and got a job gamifying advanced medical devices. But this spring, a plot twist, with Silicon Valley startups shaken by the skidding stock market and bank failures, Trevor got laid off. It's a pattern Gameheads mentors have experienced themselves. Paul Rabicki is a game design pro who adds resilience to his teaching.
We talk about, you know, sort of that ebb and flow, but okay, that project fell apart. How do you go about sort of pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and continue when that's really, really hard?
Trevor's now buffing up his resume as he looks for something else. Fellow Gameheads alum Anaya is focused on animation, and with her UC Berkeley degree now in hand, she's lining up graduate study. All these tech jobs in Silicon Valley, yet many young people growing up in that same region do not feel welcome. I'll explore how that Gameheads program addresses the issue with a curriculum that welcomes, as they put it, anything cool. Explore how they do it by checking out our Skin in the Game video. First one is a click away now on YouTube. Marketplace APM is how to find that. And for future reporting here, I'm interested in your personal story, yours, about learning about money, business, and economics from video games. Email morningreport at marketplace.org.